Welcome to the second annual Halifax Only Arts Festival, Nocturne Art at Night. This podcast serves the rough guide to your Nocturne experience by highlighting installations and galleries along your route. Nocturne started as a spark in just few people's eyes last year and is now the illumination that you see before you. So take the time to enjoy the art and the energy on the streets and honor this year's Nocturne slogan, Art Now, Sleep Later.
Before you head into the bustle of downtown Halifax, a great way to begin your Nocturne experience is to start in Dartmouth. In Under One Roof, Alderney Landing is going to be splitting at the seams with art of all kinds, and it is an experience not to be missed. Three large-scale sculptures can be found throughout the complex that evening. Barbara Schmeiser's tetrahedral sculpture, Flight, is outside on the waterfront, inspired by the flight experiments of Alexander Graham Bell, and is playing with irony and metaphor in the juxtaposition between the materials used and the context of the work. The piece Shelter, Red, Blue, and Yellow will be displayed in the market level of Alderney Landing, inviting a personal interaction with the sculpture. The second piece, X-ray Shelter, can be found in the link area next to the tourist information booth and will engage the viewer in a dialogue about the nature of the body as personal shelter.
While visiting Alderney Landing, stop by the Farmers Market stage area, where you can witness a storytelling marathon featuring professional storytelling by the Storytelling Circle of Halifax. The event highlights the oral storytelling tradition of Nova Scotia and will feature the works of Dr. Helen Creighton, as well as ghost stories, cultural tales, stories from around the world, and local legends. Some storytellers will share personal or family stories. The storytelling marathon will run from 6 o'clock to midnight, so you can pop in for a listen at any point in the evening.
The work of Dr. Helen Creighton and the storytelling tradition will also be incorporated into an outdoor exhibition of haunted sculptures, which can be found at Alderney Landing's Outdoor Events Plaza. The installation is composed of large, monochromatic sculptures based on the characters in Creighton's book, Blue Nose Ghosts, created by children, storytellers, members of the community, and various artists.
Not to be missed during a Nocturne visit to Alderney Landing is Aerials at Alderney, an aerial acrobatic performance at the outdoor stage. This spectacular show, performed by four acrobats on long fabric silks, suspended from high above the crowd, is sure to amaze and delight. The shows run on the half hour, beginning at 7:30, with the last performance beginning at 10.
The Craig Gallery at Alderney Landing will be holding its 11th annual Mosaic for Mental Health event. The exhibit consists of a showcase of work by a wide variety of artists, each having created a 6x6-inch tile, which can be purchased at a cost of $25. All proceeds will go towards the Halifax Dartmouth branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Before heading across the harbour, take a stroll down to Geary Street Cemetery to experience Léola LeBlanc's Perpetuelle, an outdoor audio installation composed of recordings of the sounds recorded in and around the cemetery over a period of time. These collected environmental sounds may include wind, bird songs, walking and running steps, laughter, harbour traffic, and together they will create a soundscape of the immediate living area of the cemetery. Experience the life of the cemetery through the sounds that surround it. The installation will run from 7 to 11 o'clock.
On the other side of the harbour, Marginal Road is going to be ablaze with creative energy. A significant portion of Halifax's waterfront, the Marginal Road District is one of the most vibrant and fastest growing areas in the city, composed of university campuses, arts organizations, cultural centers, industrial sites, and the docking grounds for the hundreds of tourist cruise lines that pass through the region. A visit to the Marginal Road area is vital to a complete Nocturne experience.
At the Mary E. Black Gallery, viewers will be treated to a display of traditional metal fire forging at night, courtesy of the Maritime Blacksmiths Association, in conjunction with the gallery's permanently installed sound sculpture and accented by additional percussive sound sculptures created by the metalsmiths. Percussive tools to be used in the creation of sound will be constructed and provided by the blacksmiths performing at the forges. The installation will be a symphony of light and sound, as well as a spectacular display of the talents of local artisans. There will be 20-minute performances on the hour and the half hour, starting at 6 o'clock and ending at 11.
In Nascat's Port Loggia Gallery and across the front facade of the Port Campus building and windows, the work of 50 foundation-level Nascat students will be on display. Using Pier 21 archives, the students will create performance and installation art that bridges together the culture, history, and location of the Halifax Harborfront.
The Harborside Gallery within Pier 21, Canada's Immigration Museum, will showcase two traveling exhibitions, Bridges That Unite, from Aga Khan Foundation, and an exhibition from Frontier College.
Visual Arts Nova Scotia's Corridor Gallery will host a drawing installation by Bonnie Baker. The exhibit consists of two adjoining drawings, which will bind the walls of the gallery. Between the Immigration Annex building and the Nascad Port campus, Julie Adamson Miller and Bonnie Baker will facilitate a large-scale public art collaboration. Nocturne attendees will be invited to join in the art-making process using an approach similar to the surrealist game, The Exquisite Corpse, a method by which a collection of words or images from a group of people is assembled. Each participant adds to the composition in turn, either by following an established rule or by being permitted to see only the end of what the previous person contributed.
At Pier 21, viewers will find two artists weaving on separate looms attached by a single warp. As the night goes on, they will be forced to move their looms closer to each other while still weaving their own distinct patterns, until they meet at the end of the evening. The performance will illustrate the transformation of two independent entities to a cooperative collective.
Wandering through the downtown core during Nocturne may lead you into a chance encounter with Citizens, a modern dance project created and produced by Halifax choreographer-dancer Veronique McKenzie. Citizens is inspired by the flash mobbing or spontaneous choir projects currently happening around the world, where large groups of people gather in an undetermined location, perform some brief action, and then quickly disperse. Seven dancers will present choreographic vignettes of movement patterns, gestures, and attitudes of people who participate in daily street life. This draws attention to the diversified roles of citizens who move within the city environment: street people, business workers, shoppers, and so on. So if you by chance see a group of people wearing neutral costumes with bright orange armbands sometime between 6 o'clock and midnight on October 17th, you're probably about to witness Citizens in action.
At the front of the Dalhousie Arts Centre on University Avenue, you will spot an underwater vision projected on its large exterior windows. Take a moment to immerse yourself in this video by Halifax-based artist Glynis Humphrey, entitled Submerged. This work is part of the installation Breathing Underwater that won the 2007 Lieutenant Governor of Nova Scotia Masterworks Art Award. Glynis Humphrey was raised on the coast of North Wales before emigrating to Canada at the age of 10. She works primarily in video, performance, and installation, and her work has been known to evoke a sensuous, feminine presence, a presence that can be felt when watching her video Submerge, which depicts the artist underwater wearing a diaphanous white dress. Submerge will be showing between 7:30 and 11 o'clock.
If you venture further into the South End, make it a point to go down Tower Road to Gorsbrook Avenue. There you'll find the St. Mary's University Gallery, where Sarah Angelucci will be giving an artist talk and tour between 6 o'clock and midnight. The gallery is currently featuring Angelucci's work, Somewhere in Between. The artist's Italian-Canadian heritage comes into play as she explores the themes of identity, family, and immigration.
From 9:30 to 10:30, plan on being on Yonge Street at the Hydrostone Park. You will be treated to an hour-long multimedia performance and live original musical score performed on guitar, cello, and violin. The projected works are from four maritime photographers, and all the images have been created using only available light and careful consideration of the moment. The music will respond to the revolving imagery on the 12x12 outdoor screen for the entire hour.
As you round the corner of Gottingen Street and Kennard, take a minute to listen and watch the story of the little dead bird. This sound and video projection walks us through the quirky yet sad reflections of a young, broken-hearted girl after she encounters a tiny dead bird on her way to work. Themes of love and loss, human connection, and compassion are prevalent throughout the video. All the materials for the video were sewn, embroidered, and screen-printed by hand, and the music was specifically written and produced for this piece.
Now you can head down to Palooka's Gym on Gottingen Street to experience IRIS Lab No. 5, Falling Through the Cracks. IRIS stands for Integrated Ruptures in Sensory Spaces, so expect the unexpected in this improvised audiovisual live installation. The collective is made up of 5 media artists from Halifax and Sackville, New Brunswick, and the plan for Nocturne is to explore industrial construction themes with film loops and a rotating cast of artists. This marathon performance will be taking place from 8 o'clock to midnight on the night of Nocturne, so plan to make this stop later in your nighttime explorations.
Hop on the northbound bus and enjoy some of the bus performers as you make your way through the North End. Be sure to make a quick stop at Eye Level Gallery. Eye Level will host a closing reception of Archive Improv. Resident artist Craig Leonard opened his installation about a month ago and has invited visitors to interact with Eye Level's archives through a basic request-based retrieval system. Each request has generated a structural addition to an improvised storage unit in the gallery. The end product will be an installation of cabinets, cubbyholes, and hidden nooks. Eye Level will also host an exhibition titled Picture Promenade in partnership with the Center for Art Tapes. Picture Promenade is a one-night-only exhibition featuring a collaboration of photo and audio works by artists Brendan Dunlop and Liz McDougall.
Hop back on the northbound bus and make your way out to MSVU Art Gallery. It's a long way, but well worth the trip. MSVU Art Gallery presents an opening reception of Somewhere Along the Line, an exhibition of drawings by Lucy Chan, David Doms, Michelle Gay, Massimo Guerrera, Sophie Jodouet, Anne McMillan, Audrey Nickel, Ed Pine, and Lucy Pullen. As a signifying practice in its own right, a drawing can be thought of as a record of its making. Curators Ingrid Jenkner and Katie Belcher present drawings that depict motifs in transition, dissolving, connecting, fusing, and forming, amplifying the emphasis on the process-oriented execution.
This is where we leave you. We hope that you enjoyed the journey, have learned a few things, and have been challenged and curious along the way. Go on without us, there's always more to see, and you'll find it in the most unexpected places. This podcast was made possible with the generous production support of David Parker and CKDU.
CKDU 88.1.
You've been listening to a Nocturne ArtCast audio tour of Halifax.